This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Northeast Ohio. Hope everyone's doing fantastic. Yeah, the weather's turning a little bit. We're supposed to get a little bit of the white stuff over the weekend. But you know what? It's the holiday weekend. People coming in from out of town, I hope, for you. You're seeing some folks you haven't seen in a while. And get ready for a nice little family gathering on Thursday. At least I hope that for all of you. Hey, happy birthday, Bernie Kosar, today.
There you go.
So
happy birthday, Bernie.
I texted with him a little bit today. Hopefully, he'll join us on the show in the next couple days here, too. A lot of things going on. First of all, at the end of the Cavs game last night was ridiculous. I watched the end of that, and I'm just like, can we just move the ball? We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. We're also going to talk about college quarterbacks today. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us. And then I'm really pumped because we get to talk a little Ohio State, Michigan. At 1 o'clock.
It's the game, Andy.
The game, Jeff, with Antonio Pittman. Jax is in today. Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show. Always good to have you.
Thank you.
Are you nervous? I mean, filling in for Menigan's a big deal.
No, not nervous.
Sure.
Takes two guys to fill in for Menigan.
That is true.
It'd be Matt Corrale, too.
He's also in the... But Matt, you can say hello if you want to, if you're back there, if you even listen to the show. And he's not. So...
It's going to go really well today.
I can feel it. Yeah. I feel the love going in this one. So
it's going to be awesome.
Jeff, I got to tell you, let's start things off
with
this
thing.
Tell me, Andy. There are so many, like, conspiracy theories about Kevin Stefanski's relationship with Shedeur Sanders. Like, I just don't even get it. I know we're going to get to this next part, but to me, the other day I was reading some stuff. They're like, and we had a phone call yesterday with a couple more people where the headline on it was, why did Stefanski bench Sanders on the Wildcat on the goal line? I'm like, did they not score a touchdown? What's the end result? Does it matter who's in the game? Did they get into the end zone? And it's not exactly like, oh, wow, Kevin Stefanski. Hey, Jeff, you know what?
Tell me, Andy.
I got to tell you, not a big Shedeur fan, so I don't want him to play. If he didn't want him to play, he wouldn't have started on Sunday, and he definitely wouldn't be starting this Sunday. Why is there this, is it a subculture? Is it animosity? Why do you think that there's this whole feeling that Kevin Stefanski can't stand Shedeur Sanders? And you've heard this too.
Because he didn't start him at the beginning of the year or didn't play him ahead of Dillon Gabriel.
So that the Browns were supposed to go against their own thoughts and the way they picked these two quarterbacks in the draft. They were like, oh, you know what, let's... Because, I see it all the time. Isn't it a normal trend in the NFL where you draft someone in the seventh round and you start them and you draft someone in the first round and you bench them, right? Or put them on the practice squad? No.
unless you get into camp and practice and everything else and the other guy makes a bigger and better impression on you, which must not have happened.
That will, the seventh for first rounder will never happen.
Well, it did once. Brock Purdy.
Once.
Trey Lance, but it did happen once.
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 I mean,
once.
It's unbelievable.
Once.
All right, so let's dive a little bit more into this, Jeff, because I ask you, you're watching. I'm seeing the same thing. I see a guy who's an NFL head coach. If you don't like him, you're not going to like him, and you're going to try and find every reason to hate him. It's just the way of the world, right? And so when we look at this and we talk about what's going on with Shador and Kevin, by the way, they won on Sunday, and we have all this animosity. Yeah, and there's all this animosity out there.
And Kevin played him, and they put him in a position to succeed, and he did.
Yes.
It was really good. Really good.
They did win, right? And they called a play where he went over the top, and we saw a big catch, Bond. Remember that play?
It was great. Although it might have been a busted play that he turned into something, which was really good.
All right, so I want to go back to Sunday, and I want to hear the locker room speech one more time, because this is getting nitpicked like crazy, too. Primarily just social media and some stories that are out there and stuff. And so listen to what Kevin had to say after the game on Sunday.
How about that road win? Stayed resilient together like I told you we needed to, right? Stay resilient together, and we fought together. How about Gage's big punt return on special teams? How about Corey, every single time you're out there pinning those guys doing your job? Great call. Offense wasn't perfect. How about that big play by Sam at the end? IB, huge play. Q, huge play. Harold making a big play. And then another rookie making his first start. Nice job, Shador. Well done. There's that old saying, save the best for last. How about that defensive performance? Yeah. Holy is what I have to say about that. 10 sacks by our defense. Okay, I got one ball in my hand. Okay, I got a guy, he's got to get a cold every week. Okay, he had a cold this week. Wasn't feeling himself. 3 sacks, which gives him 18 on the season through 11 games, which breaks his own Browns record, Miles Garrett.
Come on, man.
So I'll see you guys in tomorrow. Hey, I'll see you Wednesday.
There you go. So you got the day off.
And he fooled him. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Wednesday. Hey.
Jeff, was there anything in there that makes you think that he hates Shador?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sanders.
No, not in the least.
But he didn't give him enough love.
Well, if you read some stuff that's out there, Andy, especially on social media, it's that that he didn't give him enough love. He said, another rookie making his first start. Nice job, Shador. Well done. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Maybe they're reading into the fact that he said the offense wasn't perfect.
Well, it wasn't.
I know. Maybe he didn't need to say it in the speech. I don't know. You're right after the game, he won the game. It was the only thing that he said. Well, I mean, he was mean to home wins because he made a big deal about it. Oh, wait, that was the first road win of the year. I don't. Why do we make such a big deal about this stuff? And then, you know, part of the issue is that he didn't get a game ball. You've got to be kidding me. right? Myles Garrett just set an NFL record. This isn't like some tiny little record to have as many sacks as he has in 11 games. No one's ever done that before. No one has ever done that in the history of the NFL. And if you have one game ball you're going to give out, who are you giving it to? I mean, it's a joke. Like, well, how could you even question? Maybe they should have given out more than one game ball, okay? Maybe that might have been the deal. But he handed out one game ball to the defense, especially, that played amazing with 10 sacks, as he brought it up. And Myles Garrett broke an NFL record by doing what he's done in 11 games.
And put himself on track to set a new NFL record for sacks in a season.
Yes, and is, now, I'm not saying he's going to win MVP, but man, every time he throws in a three-sack game, his name gets mentioned there. So back off, Kevin, on not giving Shadur a game ball. Come on. How about giving Miles some credit on that? How could you not? NFL record.
Andy, the player of that game, the story of that game, and the Shadur story was a big one.
Yes.
The story of that game was 10 sacks, and then the guy who got three. That was the story of that game. That's why the Browns won. And the offense did enough, and Shadur did a terrific job in his first start, and that's part of it. But the story of that game was the 10 sacks, and it's weird to me. It just, so many people are looking for something that I don't bother to look for it. You've got a young quarterback. He's playing now. You have a head coach. You have an offensive coordinator, and they're trying to put him in a position to succeed. And if you want to look for bad stuff here, you want to think that they don't like each other. Well, maybe they don't. Do you think every NFL head coach loves every quarterback on his team?
Absolutely not. There isn't a team in the country where a coach loves every player on their team. And I don't care.
And maybe not even every
level.
Quarterback. Yeah. And do you think Shadur will play for another coach in his career? You bet he will. Do you think Kevin will coach other quarterbacks in his career? You bet he will. Wherever that is. And same thing with Shadur. But right now, this guy's the head coach and this guy's the quarterback. They don't have to love each other. They just have to work together.
Yeah.
And they did a very nice job of that against the Raiders.
And again, we come up with these thoughts based on 3-second cutaways of coaches. And people want to talk about the draft and the 3-second cutaway of what happened at the draft, which was on a delay. There's no way it was. I look at some of these things and you wonder why all we have is drama in this town. Anybody that's trying to stir this stuff up here saying that maybe Kevin, maybe you're right, Jeff. Maybe Kevin doesn't like him. I don't see it.
Maybe Shadur doesn't like Kevin. Guess what? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Does everybody love their boss? Well, we do here, you know, of course, at the Fan.
Oh, of course.
But does every player in the NFL love the guy he's playing for? No. Does every coach love the guy he's coaching? No. And we have no proof that that's the case here, but regardless, it doesn't matter. All they have to do is work together.
That's true.
Greatest double play combination in baseball, Tinkers to Evers to Chance. Yeah. Apparently, Evers and Chance hated each other's guts. Hmm. Didn't stop them from playing well together. So it just drives me nuts. You get a win, you play pretty well all the way around, and people are looking for drama. He wasn't vehement enough in his praise in a post-game speech.
He actually said his name.
Goodness gracious.
He normally doesn't even talk about guys. I mean, the punter even got credit.
Yeah.
I mean, Corey, I thought Corey had a great game too.
Gage got credit. Good punt return.
Yes.
He went special teams first, as all coaches seem to. Why? I don't know. Guys,
it's easy for them to watch it, and they're the ones.
And it's thankless, well, so you make sure you praise those guys.
When they make mistakes, it's big and bold too.
Well, they can be,
but when they hit a game winner, you're there for the.
That's pretty big too.
Love that kicker, right? So you look at that. But here's what I'll say: if Kevin truly hated Shadur the way some people are trying to paint this picture, he wouldn't have started on Sunday. He would have jumped Bailey Zappe up, and this week, with Gabriel being out of concussion protocol, he would have went back to Gabriel, but he didn't. So, I mean, can one, enjoy the win? Two, stop the drama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.